Welcome back to Mustang Stadium in Marble Falls, Texas.
12 minutes to go in this first round playoff game from Marble Falls. Mike Blackwell, Randy Hermes with you here at Mustang Field. 17-14, Wimberley with the lead, facing a third and 12 now at the Texans' own 40-yard line. So big play to start this fourth period. Lambert's in the shotgun again. He's going to roll left. Good protection. He's going to go deep. He's got a man deep, and it's incomplete. He wasn't able to connect with Hunter Burchell, who had a step or two on the defender.
He had two defenders around him. Ball was a little bit underthrown. He was trying to lean backwards to get a piece of it, but just too far behind him to make a catch.
And now the Texans will punt the football away. And this game, surprisingly, is going to come down to the very bitter end here, I think, Randy.
Right, it's shaping up that way.
Hunter Burchell now back to punt the football away for the Texans. First punt of the night for the Texans. The snap is a high one, but Burchell climbs the ladder and gets it. Great job by Hunter Burchell. It's going to bounce at the 25. Everybody's getting away from it. Now it's going to roll sideways down to the 22-yard line. And Hunter Burchell, you won't see this in the box score, but Randy, he went up and caught that ball.
He
and
did.
That was a big, big play.
Absolutely, yeah. He had to jump way up high to grab that ball. And it was able to rush the punt to get it away, but did a fine job getting it down the field.
Goodness, he had to go way up the ladder to catch that one. And you talk about your disasters now. If that ball had gone over the punter's head and started rolling around back there, that would have been not good for the Texans. So ball at the 22-yard line, 11:40 left to play in the game. Taylor Ducks trailing the Wimberley Texans 17-14. Ducks have the football, though. Wiggins behind Snyder. Snyder's going to give it to Wiggins right up the middle. He spins forward. Nice play by that Wimberley Texans defensive line there. Wiggins picks up a couple. It'll be second down and 8.
Yeah, almost looked like an option play that time when they chose to hand it off to the first man through on the right side. The wing back from the left acts as the option man and kind of goes in motion and trails behind the quarterback. Good defense by the Texans to bottle him up at the about a yard and a half gain.
Yeah, that's it, a couple of yards. No score by either team in the third quarter, Randy, so clearly these defenses have tightened up and stiffened a bit in the second half. Here's the give off left tackle, and speaking of that, Nick Alana just wipes out the running back, Isaac Franco. Franco may have gotten a couple, but that's it.
Yeah, again, Nick Alana, they seem to be doing a better job here in the second half, reading that misdirection in the backfield. Nick Alana, again, wasn't fooled at all. Good hard tackle.
And there. just like that, Taylor faces a third down and 6 here at the Ducks' own 26-yard line.
The Wimberley faithful starting to get into the game, too. They hadn't been much of a factor here tonight.
Yep, on their feet now. Back to throw is Snyder. Looking right, throwing right, and caught over the middle for a first down. Actually, it's near that far sideline, and that is Franco who made the catch, and it's a first down out to the 35-yard line. Only the second completion of the night, Randy, but boy, that was a big one on third and 7.
That was a big one. He just came out of the backfield. Almost looked like a sweep action, and he kind of got about 5 yards off the far sideline, went up the field way open.
And he had to hold on. He was popped pretty good in that secondary. Here's the give to, that is
Wiggins.
Scott, and is able to reel off a gain of about 13 yards up the middle to the 47-yard line. And that's yet another first down.
They're on the move, and they're certainly not playing like a 3-7 team that's intimidated by the second-ranked team in the state, are they?
Not at all. 47-yard line. Taylor now has it at the Ducks' own 47. Clock now is at 10 minutes and running. Snyder now sends a man in motion. He's going to turn, and he will give it to Scott again in that backfield looking for running room. May have gotten a yard, but that's it. Second down and 9 now. Dennis Smith comes out. Trinity Wilson comes in for the Wimberley defense. Second and 9. They're going to spot it at the 48-yard line. 9:35 remaining in the ball game. Clock obviously a factor in this 3-point game. nail biter here in Marble Falls.
Yeah, and the Texans defensive front seems to be doing a better job here in the second half of stopping the run inside the tackles for the most part.
Here's Snyder now. He'll give it off left side to the running back. Is that Wiggins? Right up the middle. It's either Winnow, it's Scott.
Yeah.
Scott again, and he is able to get it inside the Wimberley 40-yard line down to the 36-yard line, so a pickup of 16 yards by Scott.
And again, misdirection. Two running backs in the backfield started out to the right, then they handed back off to Scott going the other direction. And, boy, the defense had shifted, and everybody had played over to the left side. The linebackers had pulled to the left, and it was a huge hole on the left side for the offense.
And the Ducks with an injured player. Let's take this timeout, this opportunity to take a timeout. 9:09 left to play. Texans lead it 17-14 over the Taylor Ducks. You are listening to Wimberley Texans football on WimberleyRadio.com and on KDRP 100.1 FM.
Texan football broadcast on WimberleyRadio.com is made possible by Blanco National Bank, offering a full range of banking services including checking, savings, CDs, IRAs, mortgages, and personal loans. Located at 15451 Ranch Road 12 in Wimberley. Information available online at BlancoBank.com or by phone at 847-1300. Blanco National Bank is FDIC insured and an equal housing lender. Branch manager Kay Smith and her entire team wish the Texans all the best this football season. And by your locally owned and operated Ace Hardware, serving residents since 1972 with tools, building materials, knowledge, and much more. Get in, get out, get on with your life. Online at WimberleyAce.com or by phone at 847-2356. The Wimberley Ace Hardware proudly supports the Wimberley High School and Texan football's road to state. Support for KDRP Community Radio comes from the Dripping Springs Church of Christ, inviting you to attend the marriage edition of an Extreme Home Makeover, a three-day event designed to build, maintain, repair, and remodel your marriage with special guest speakers Mike and Cherie Vestal. Friday, November 11th through Sunday, November 13th at the Dripping Springs Church of Christ, corner of Old Highway 290 and Meadow Oaks Drive. Pre-registration is required. For more information, please visit ds-churchofchrist.org or call 858-4500. Welcome back to Texan football, live from Marble Falls, Texas.
Here is the give to Emmett Wiggins off right tackle, Randy. He's able to get about 5 yards down to the Wimberley 33-yard line. It'll be second down and 5.
And again, that almost looks like a little option play going to the right where they handed it off to the Wiggins, the first man through there. In between the tackle and the guard.
32-yard line of Wimberley. That's where Taylor has the football. Second down and 5 now. Snyder turns, gives it to Wiggins. Flag on the play. And that's not Wiggins, that's Jarvis Caldwell, actually. And he's got it close to the first down, but a flag was thrown on this near sideline. We'll see what this call is.
Yeah, the way they threw that flag back like it may be a spot foul.
And it's going to be a holding call against the Taylor Ducks. So that'll back up the Ducks. And the Ducks really have been hurt by penalties two or three times in this second half, Randy. Significant penalties, holding penalties, a chop block penalty. And that has just really taken a lot of the air out of that offense of the Ducks here in the second half.
Well, it certainly killed their last drive.
Yes.
It sets up second down and 15, and that doesn't seem to be an insurmountable hill for them to climb.
That's right.
At this point.
Second down and 15 now at the Wimberley 43-yard line. 8:20 left to play. Turn, and the give is to Mikey. Mikey right up the middle to the 35-yard line. That's Mikey McIntyre, who is able to reel off about 8 yards to the 35-yard line.
Yeah, Mikey that time lined up over here on the left side as a wing back or a slot up close to the tight end, and a little handoff trap, inside trap right this side of the center, a big hole.
Third down and 8, and you would expect that the Ducks are in four down territory here, Randy, as the clock moves at 7:45 remaining.
Yeah, no doubt.
Play clock inside of 10 seconds now. Snyder will turn and give it to McIntyre again, up the middle to the 30, stretches it to the 29-yard line. It'll be fourth down and 2. What a big play we have coming up now.
I'm trying to see. I think it was Reed Jones who made that saving tackle. Had it not been for Reed, he would have easily gotten that first down.
McIntyre's a tiny senior running back for Taylor. He's got a lot of quickness. They're spotting the ball at the 29. And Taylor has to get to the 27. And actually, the 27 and a half to get a first down, so it's fourth down and 2. Wimberley fans on their feet. Taylor fans on their feet on the far side here, Randy. Huge play.
Yeah, they're going to take a timeout or something. The play clock's down to 1 second.
Yeah, they took a timeout, they being Taylor. That was the first timeout that they've taken of this second half. Taylor, we're going to keep it right here for you. Taylor has two timeouts remaining now. Wimberley with all three of its timeouts. And the Ducks have certainly been able to gain 2 yards or more a lot here tonight. So we'll see on this fourth down and two play, Randy. What do you think?
Texans have done a better job in the second half stopping the run majority of the times or more than they did in the first half. But, 2 yards doesn't seem too big of a hill for the Ducks to climb at this point, does it?
Well, no, it doesn't. And the problem is the clock becomes a problem for Wimberley here if the Ducks are able to get this first down, because you know they're going to continue to milk the clock. And, there's only so many seconds on that clock, And at 6:54, you really have to start watching that clock now a little bit.
Well, I know we've said this at least two, maybe three other times, but biggest play of the game right here, Mike.
How about that? 29-yard line, fourth down and two for the Taylor Ducks. Turn, the give is going to be a first down and more for Scott. He's got it inside the 20-yard line. Off right tackle, he's able to gain about 9 yards. It's first down for Taylor.
Boy, and again, Kate Davis over there from that left cornerback position made a touchdown-saving tackle.
They're going to spot this down at the 19-yard line, first down and 10, 6:43 and counting. Taylor Ducks on the move here. And there is a lot of tension on this Wimberley side of the field. I'll guarantee you that. Here's Snyder. He's going to turn. He's going to give it right up the middle. And I believe that that is Wiggins up the middle. Not much running room, though. Maybe a couple of yards to the 17-yard line.
Yeah, they had the two running backs, went to the right, and they handed off underneath. Again, good penetration that time by the Texans to bottle him up right there at the line of scrimmage, and he surged forward for another yard or two.
Scott and Wiggins are both in the game now in the backfield for Taylor. That's about as good a running tandem as we've seen all year.
Yeah, absolutely.
Ball at the 17 now. Second down. The turn they give is right up the middle. And the fullback is able to get it down to about the 15-yard line. Not much of a gain. Maybe 1 yard. They're going to spot it at the 15. Taylor has to get just inside the 10 for a first down. So it'll be third down and about 6. 5:34. And the clock is running.
Well, again, they're doing such a great job with those between the wing back and the two running backs in the backfield of misdirection. They had me confused that time.
Snyder now will turn, gives it to Scott up the middle. Now they're going to blow this one. Did they blow the whistle?
Yeah, they blew it. Dead foot started. False start.
So a procedure call against Taylor, and once again, the penalties. Well, I say the penalties have hurt the Ducks, but they keep notching these first down after penalties, Randy.
You know, it hurt them on that last drive, but in this case, they actually took a few seconds off the clock.
That's right.
and they have, instead of a third and six, they're at third and 11.
Third and 11. Ball is just outside the Wimberley 20-yard line. 5 minutes left to play in the football game. First round playoff game. Wimberley leading it 17-14. Caldwell now motions out left wide. Give up the middle. It's going to be Scott, I believe, or is that?
That was Scott.
Yeah, that was Scott. He gets it down to the 16-yard line. So now it'll be fourth down and 7 to go for the first down. Got to get inside that 10-yard line. They're actually spotting it at the 17. So another big, big, big play. And let's see. They may try the field goal here.
And based on the leg he had earlier, it's certainly makeable.
Yeah, they are going to try the field goal. It's going to be a 34-yarder. 34-yarder by the field goal kicker, Moises Telles. How big is this one? Jarvis Caldwell with a hold. The kick is up. It's certainly long enough, and it is good. And with 4:07 left to play in the football game, we've got a tie game, Randy. 17-17. How about that?
Hey, that was a perfect kick that time by Telles. I mean, the snap was good, the hold was good, and he drove it through. He could have been back 20 more yards and would have made that kick.
Yeah, he drove that right through the uprights. So Wimberly will get the ball with 4:07 remaining, and I guess we need to start thinking about the possibility, at least, of overtime. I'm not sure what the rules are, really, in the playoffs. I believe that that's what they would do here in the first round of the playoffs.
Didn't bring my rule book tonight.
That's right, you didn't bring your rule book. Taylor will kick off now to Wimberly. Wimberly moving left to right. Texans will get the football. And we will see if the Texans can drive it down now for a game-winning score here. As the Taylor Ducks have played out of this world here tonight, Randy, 17-7. And we ask in our pregame, do the Taylor Ducks deserve to be in the playoffs? Well, will you tell me? What do you think?
Absolutely.
Absolutely they did.
Impressive performance by the Ducks tonight. Not at all what we expected, that's for sure.
And now Tellez will kick off. Hunter Burchell is deep to receive, and I believe that's Trinity Wilson, who's also deep. And they've got Dennis Smith. The kickoffs have been short, and they've put Dennis Smith at about the 27-yard line. They being the Texans, would love to have Dennis Smith get his hands on this kickoff return. Tellez now all tied up at 17. Here's the kickoff. It's a deep one, his deepest of the night. Taken by Trinity Wilson at the 5. He's got the 10 to the 15 to the 20. Looking for running room. He's got running room. 30, 35, 40. One man to beat. Oh, and he's brought down at the 45-yard line.
That was the kicker, Moises Tellez, who made a, without a doubt, a touchdown-saving tackle for the Ducks.
Yeah, he was the last line of defense there, Randy.
He was. I thought Trinity was going to be tackled further back here about the 25-yard line, but he was able to stiff arm and break a tackle. And, boy, there was a huge wide opening up the middle of the field. Again, Taylor saved that touchdown for the Ducks.
44-yard line. Wimberly's 44-yard line. That's where the Texans will take over. 3:57 left to play. First-round playoff game, all tied at 17. Wimberly and Taylor. Brady Lambert, shotgun. Takes the snap. He's going to turn and give it to Wilson. Wilson looking for running room. Breaks a tackle. Left side. And he is able to pick up about 5 yards out near the 49-yard line. 5 yards. It'll be second down and 5.
And again, that's that little delay handoff play to Trinity Wilson. That kind of freezes the linebackers because they are not for certain whether Lambert is trying to drop back to do a pass or what's going on there. And it paid off that time as he found some room around the left side.
3:38 left to play now. Ball at the 49-yard line. Wimberly's 49. Texans with 3 timeouts remaining. So plenty of time for the Texans. Lambert's now going to go directly under center. I formation behind him. He will give this to Dennis Smith right up the middle. He's got the first down and more down to the 42-yard line, and that's going to be a pickup of 9 for Dennis Smith. First down, Wimberly.
Well, very determined running by Smith over the right side. Boy, he's so quick once he gets up. It takes him about 2 steps, it looks like, to be going full speed. And nice gain.
Ball at the 43-yard line now. The clock stops momentarily for the moving of the chains, and now it's restarted. 3:20 left to play in the ball game. Wimberly on the move now at the Taylor 43-yard line. Again, I formation behind Lambert. And again, he's going to turn and give it to Dennis Smith. He slipped on the turf there, and I think he got a yard, but that's it, down to the 42-yard line.
Yeah, he planted his feet, tried to get ready to try to pop it outside, and when it did, his feet just slid right out from underneath him.
So it'll be second down now, and they're going to give him a gain all the way down to the 41-yard line. That's a pretty good spot. It's going to be second down and 8 now for Wimberly.
Yeah, it almost looked like he was sliding into second base the way his feet went out from underneath him.
Yeah, it really did. 2:43 now and counting. The clock is on the move. Wimberly is on the move as well. 17-17. Lambert will take it in the shotgun, turns, gives it to Trinity Wilson. He's wiped out right there at the line of scrimmage. No gain for Wilson. Third down and 8 now for Wimberly.
Yeah, and that was the same play that they ran about 3 plays ago, a little delay handoff to Trinity Wilson. Good penetration by the Ducks, and once he got the ball, he was already wrapped up.
41-yard line. It's where the football rests. The clock now is at 2:05 and counting. Lambert is going to go directly under center now. Wilson dotting the eye behind him. Colby Kelly is the fullback. Lambert turns, play action, rushed, flips it out right side. He's got a man at the 40. It's Alana to the 35, to the 30. And down to the 27-yard line is Nick Alana. Big, big play, Randy.
Yeah, Nick Alana was undetected over there on the left out in the flat. In fact, I thought there for a second that Lambert was going to get sacked, and he was able to flip the ball over the pursuing defensive end, and Alana was wide open to pick up that huge first down.
That was gigantic at 3rd and 8, and now they're going to spot it at the 27-yard line. 1st and 10, 1 minute, 42 seconds remaining. Tie score, 17-17, first-round playoff game. Here's Wimberly. High formation behind Lambert. Long count. He turns. He gives it to Smith. Looking for running room. Breaks a tackle, but he's wiped out. Near the line of scrimmage is Dennis Smith. It'll be 2nd down and 10.
Now, you'd like to think Smith, you know, running hard there, but he stops and jukes and stops and jukes and allows the duck to come up around him and tackle him right at the line of scrimmage.
They were able to bring him down, and these Taylor Docks, they have fought the whole football game, and there's only a minute 15 remaining. Smith again dotting the eye behind Lambert. Lambert with a long count. From the 27-yard line, play action, rushed, rolling right, throwing right, and in and out of the hands of Nick Alana. It's incomplete.
Yeah, Lambert hurried again that time, threw the ball up high, and great effort by Alana to try to get his hands around it, just not able to hang on to it.
And now it's going to be 3rd down and 10. A moment ago, the Texans were able to pick up on a 3rd and 8 conversion. Now it's 3rd down and 10. Big, big play for Wimberly here. What a game. 58 seconds. Lambert jogs over and gets the play, and now he jogs back onto the field. 10 seconds now on the play clock. Shotgun formation. 3rd down and 10 for Wimberly. Rolling right is Lambert. Looking, looking, and throwing. He's throwing deep in the end zone. He's got Burchell for a touchdown.
Ooh, boy. What a play that was.
Corner of the end zone to Burchell. He was wide open, Randy. 27 yards.
Lambert did all credit to him for getting that ball away. The Ducks that time lined up again in that 33 stack where they blitz all three linebackers, and two of them made it through the line of scrimmage, and Lambert was hurrying. In fact, I didn't think he was going to be able to get that ball off. Beautifully done.
And then when he threw it, Randy, you could immediately turn your attention to the receiver, and you knew that unless Burchell dropped it, that was going to be a touchdown.
Yeah, Burchell was 5 yards past the defender.
Here's Avila, and the kick is up, and it is good. And with 51 seconds remaining, the Wimberly Texans have taken a 24-17 lead. My, oh, my, what a game.
It certainly it feels a whole lot better than we did 30 seconds ago, but with 51 seconds and the way these Ducks have been playing tonight, I certainly don't feel safe at this point.
No, you can't say that. Two timeouts. The Ducks have two remaining, and they certainly have players completely capable of going the length of the field on any snap. Lambert was able to run away from the pressure that he got, and he threw that one on the run, Randy, and he threw a rope to Burchell. I mean, that was a great throw, and all Burchell had to do was catch it.
Yeah, and again, Burchell lined up over here on the right side as a wide receiver, took off down the field, beat his defender by 5 yards. About 2 yards into the end zone was when the ball got there. Beautifully done.
Weldon Nelms is probably thinking, where's that been all night, fellas? Do you have to wait till there's 51 seconds remaining? What a play. This has been fun, huh?
Perhaps too much fun.
Good grief. If this is how the playoffs are going to go, Randy, we're going to have it's going to be a hoot. Avila now will kick things off for the Texans. Again, 51 seconds remaining. Texans lead it 24-17. Wimberly Texans fans now on their feet. Here's the kickoff. It's a line driver taken by Caldwell on the run at the 15. He's got the 20, the 25, and knocked down at the 27-yard line is Jarvis Caldwell.
Yeah, Kobe Kelly got a piece of him, kind of slowed him down, and then looked like Burchell and Bryce Rainwater was able to get in there and hit him pretty hard.
45 seconds remaining. 24-17 is our score. Wimberley leading this first-round playoff game against Taylor. The Ducks have two timeouts remaining. Wimberley trying to hold on. Again, the winner tonight will play the winner of the Gonzales-Hondo game that's being played later tonight. Stay with us after this one. We'll certainly have some highlights for you, to scoring summary to give to you. Back to throw is Snyder. Looking, great protection. Looking left, he's got a receiver, and it's caught by the receiver at the 40. He may go 35-30 and brought down at the 21-yard line. A game-saving tackle, really, by Reed Jones, Randy, but they're at the Wimberley 22-yard line.
Wow, right there. And Hunter Burchell had good, decent coverage. In fact, he was way behind the receiver, and he came up and wasn't able to bat the ball away, and also wasn't able to make the tackle.
The clock now sits at 34 seconds remaining. We have an injured Taylor Dock on the field. We'll keep it right here. I think it looked like he was cramping up, or looked like something fairly minor over there on the sidelines as both teams go down on a knee. 34 seconds remaining, and with one play, Randy, the Ducks are able to get it down to the Wimberley 22-yard line, where they'll have first and 10 with two timeouts remaining.
Dangerous place for the Ducks to set up here for the Texans. We know they can, of course, a field goal won't do them any good at this point, but, from what we've seen, Mike, 22 yards isn't a whole lot of ground for them to cover tonight.
No, they've been able to cover it pretty quickly. What a pass and catch that was. That was Jalen Curley, and he made the catch, Randy, and he got hit right after the ball hit his hands. He managed to hold on to that football. Snyder just threw it down the left sideline, and he was able to make the catch. And he's the young man who's having cramps, and they're giving him an ovation on both sides of the field. That was a great play by that young man, Jalen Curley.
Yeah, it was. Great concentration showed there with the ability to hang on to that ball, because, again, he was hit hard.
He's being helped off the field on his own power, and he's certainly getting a pat on the back by a couple of his teammates. What a play. Curley is a senior, Randy, and, you never know. If Wimberley holds on here, that could be his last play of his career. He'll always remember it if that's certainly the case.
Well, with 34 seconds left to go and where the ball's at, we'll see.
22-yard line of Wimberley. Taylor Ducks 22 yards away from tying the score. 34 seconds remaining. Again, Taylor with two timeouts. Snyder brings him to the line of scrimmage. He's going to turn and drop to throw. Looking left, throwing left, down to the 10-yard line. It's caught, and down to the 8-yard line. The receiver, Dustin Johnson, catches the ball. They're going to spot it at the 8-yard line. 26 seconds remaining. First down. Clock stops briefly as they move the chains. Let's see if Taylor will take one of its two remaining timeouts.
Yeah, a huge cushion that time by the secondary of the Texans. I mean, they were backpedaling. He was 10 yards off of him. He was wide open underneath to catch that ball.
And now they're taking a lot of time in the huddle, Randy. Clock is down to 15 seconds. Snyder, back to throw, looking over the middle, throwing over the middle. It's knocked away and incomplete. Knocked away in the secondary by Reed Jones. 11 seconds remain now. It'll be second down now and goal from the 8. Really doesn't matter what down it is, though, Randy. They have to score a touchdown, obviously. And with only 11 seconds left to play, there's not many options here for the Ducks. Actually, they're going to spot this at the 9-yard line. So yeah. Second down and goal.
Yeah, Nicolana got a piece of that last ball to knock it high away from the would-be receiver.
Here's Snyder, back to throw, throwing right side, and it's incomplete. Knocked away that time by Cade Davis. 6 seconds left to play. It'll be third down, and Taylor may or may not be able to get off two more plays here, Randy.
Yeah, they were picking on Kay Davis out there. A little bit of a mismatch. Jarvis Caldwell stands almost right next to Kay. Looks almost twice as tall. But great job by Kay to get his hand in there and bat that ball away.
And a timeout now. Taylor's going to take a timeout with 1 second left. And they're going to gather around their coach. The ball is at the Wimberley 9-yard line. Taylor Ducks, they come into the game 3-7 on the year overall record. Wimberley 9-0 overall record. And the Ducks have played them down to the last 6 seconds of the game, Randy.
Hey, certainly given the Texans all they wanted tonight, that's for certain.
And obviously you throw this one into the end zone, Randy. I mean, is there any other option, really?
No, really. You know, with 6 seconds left on the clock, they could probably get off two pass plays, depending on how they how quickly they get the pass off. Can't help but think maybe they'll come over here. They've got the ball spotted on the left hash. Maybe something quick over here to this left sideline is what I'd be thinking.
And if they don't get in the end zone, obviously Taylor will have to take an immediate timeout and hope that they have time. All right, here's Snyder under center. Back to throw, looking left, fade pattern, left side. He caught it. It's a touchdown. Touchdown, Taylor, with 2 seconds left to play, Randy.
Yeah, Burchell was defending him. He had him covered. He got a little bit turned around. Perfectly thrown ball.
Dustin Johnson now has caught it from the 9-yard line. And will they kick it, Randy, or will they go for two?
Oh, they have to kick it.
They're going to kick it here, it looks like, and now they're going to try this swinging gate thing now. Unbelievable. 9-yard pass to Dustin Johnson. 2 seconds left to play now. Wimberley leads it by a point. And I wouldn't be surprised. Taylor has to call a timeout now, don't they, and kind of talk about this. Yeah, that's exactly what they're going to do now. Dustin Johnson, the wide receiver, what a catch he made in the corner of that end zone, Randy. He was well covered. There's no question about that.
He was well covered, but again, it was perfectly thrown ball. I mean, he turned around and the ball was right there. Like I said, Burchell was a little bit turned around, but he wasn't in bad position at all.
So let's see what Taylor tries to do now. Obviously, that swinging gate play was unbelievably successful early in the game when they ran that from the 5-yard line. They're able to score a touchdown. So let's see what happens here.
Yeah, you know, they've had success just running the ball. I'm not for sure why they would try something gimmicky. It looks like they're going to go for the extra point.
Yeah,
now
they're going to try to kick the extra point. Tellez now. Moises Tellez. How big of an extra point is this for Moises now to tie this game? You don't think he's feeling a little butterflies, do you?
There's a lot of pressure on that senior right there.
How about this? Tie the game.
Well, from what we've seen tonight, it should be just routine for him. He certainly has a good leg.
Tell is now. The kick is up, and it's obviously long enough, and it is good. 24-24 is our score. 2 seconds remaining in the ball game, Randy. What a game. Unbelievable that the Ducks were able to drive it down the field. 51 seconds remaining when they got the ball back, actually less than that, because the 51 seconds, that's when Wimberley took the lead at 51 seconds. So they drove it down the field in 45 seconds to score. And the ball game is tied here, and Taylor will kick off.
Yeah, that long pass play to Jalen Curley is what really set that up for the Ducks to get down here in such great field position.
No question about that. So now we'll see what Wimberley does on this kickoff, and they'll probably just play it for overtime here. How about that? Mustang Field in Marble Falls. Mike Blackwell, Randy Hermes with you. Thrilled that you've joined us. Certainly a memorable game in this first round playoff game. I'm looking down here. I've seen two fans on their cell phones shaking their head back and forth. I don't know who they're talking to, but they're saying, you ain't going to believe this. You know that's what they're saying.
Definitely not what you and I both had discussed on the way up here.
Tellez now will kick off from the 40-yard line, obviously. He had his longest kickoff of the night previously, so we'll see what he is able to muster here. And they may just try to squib this thing and run that 2 seconds off. That's probably what's going to happen here, Randy.
Well, you have to think so, because you know there, whichever receiver they get it back to your deep has the ability to return it.
It's a borderline onside kick. It's going to roll around and be taken out of bounds on that far sideline.
Hey, 1 second left on the clock.
1 second left on the clock. How about that?
Well, that coach on the far side is pretty pretty animated.
He is animated. What in the world are you doing? 23-yard line is where the ball is, Randy, with 1 second left.
He's wanting to know, how in the world can you kick a ball with 2 seconds left and have it roll around like that and they still have time on the clock?
Let's see what the Texans now have up their sleeves here, Randy. What do you think, the kneel down or do you go?
Well, they look like all the Texans have huddled up around Coach Nelms. Oh, they took the time off the clock.
No, they did. They took the 1 second off the clock. Strange. Okay.